percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious.
Good morning. Did you get any rain where you were? It feels good this morning. Hi there, and welcome to the Coffee House. I hope you have your coffee. I've got mine. Mom has her chai. Laura, what do you have? You have, okay, Laura's abstaining. Got some guests in the studio, too. Andy is abstaining, too. Mark, apparently, yeah, okay. Okay, fine. We have to add more to the coffee club here. Quick note on the guest. Had to do a little tap dance here. Rosalind Byrne, my horse whisperer, will be here the 20th. Ed Edwards is coming in. We talked about PK Man last week with Jeffrey Mishloff. This guy, Ed Edwards, two D's on the Ed, is the living version of PK Man, and that's what they call him. He does play with lightning. So he's going to be on the show today. And don't be driving when you listen to his instructions, because it wouldn't be safe, okay? Just bear with me. There's a reason. He'll do a demonstration, and it might be a way of getting a sense of what this PK stuff feels like. All right, in the news, fun headlines this week. Moon Express approved for private lunar landing in 2017. This is the first time that a private company has been allowed to go land on the moon. Yeah. And this is amazing. You know, this is stuff that we thought maybe would happen a little further out. But the deal is, this is a Moon Express. I like the name. Moon Express. Express being relative. He's really excited what they're doing. They're trying. They hope for the end of 2017, they're going to launch a maiden mission. This is one just to kind of go see how it's going to work and get all the kinks out of the flight stuff. And the goal, he says right now, this is the chairman, Naveen Jain. In the immediate future, we envision bringing precious resources, metals, and moon rocks back to Earth. So kind of, you know, debatable on how impressive that is. But the fact that people will be going there, the extended goal is to have that become part of Earth's economy by putting people up there and going back and forth and traveling. And your next tourist trip could be going to the moon and back, hopefully. Matrix-style stimulation, now possible. They've got the ElectStim thing that works with the brain, and they tested this out. This is another one of those really fantastic things. Transcranial direct current stimulation. And the study on this published in the Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. The deal is, they tested people who were pilot skilled. And so they tried to figure out how that was going to work and if they could transfer that ability. So they used a customized skull cap, electrodes, the whole nine yards, zapped the areas of the brain, novice pilots, with pilot patterns from six experts, okay? 4 consecutive days, the novices got this brain zap. Buzz, 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 buzz. 33% in skill consistency during flight simulations. So that's an incredible improvement. What it suggests, it doesn't mean you're not going to have to practice some way, shape, or form, but it can cut down on the time that takes to complete the learning process.
Jiu-jitsu! Yo!
No, okay. Maybe not quite that far, but it's on the horizon, okay? So that's pretty cool. The other thing, we're looking at something in the sky.
It's definitely odd to be dead center over a national monument like that. I mean, if that was the White House, people would be all over that, you know?
Big deal, UFO over St. Louis. The arch, like nobody would notice that. Well, almost nobody did. However, thank goodness for surveillance cams and a guy who's out doing cleaning duty and taking a cigarette break at 2:30 in the morning going, whoa, whoa, because he got it on his cell phone. So if you look at that video, you'll see the little blinking light. Now, of course, everybody says it's a drone. But the other thing is that the other one that they have, that Fox News has, is a daytime video. And that's the one over I believe that is the surveillance cam. So anyway, a couple of different cameras catching this. And it's probably a drone, but hey, it's fun to watch and speculate, because that's what everybody's doing right now. But yeah, we'll put it on wendyscoffeehouse.com so you can see it. if you haven't seen it already. That was the best UFO of the week. Okay, now we're going to pet news because it's just way too fun. Tiny stray dog finds her human when she joins him for, are you ready? 77 miles. Seven, count them, 77. And this little dog just kept going and kept going. The only time she quit was when temperatures were over like 100 degrees or something. And it's like, okay, I'm out. But the good news is they did a crowdfunding campaign. So the dog is now going to go home with her favorite runner. 77 miles. That's just phenomenal. They were racing a 155-mile race in the Gobi Desert in China. Okay, that was kind of the kicker. And then the dog was like, I'm on it. I'm on it. I like you. Okay, let's go. I don't know if she wanted him to stop or not, but he did. He did keep her company. All right. And my grandpa was a mailman, so this one kind of caught my attention. There's a cam featuring the woman in the house is doing a little close-up of the mailman who stops every day, whether she has any delivery that day or not, and pets this lovely little German shepherd who's so thrilled to see him. This is in New Zealand. I mean, I had a mail carrier here who's really very friendly to our pets, too, and would stop and give them treats. I think they were told not to do that anymore. But she got in trouble. But it was like, oh, man. That was the high point of their day. Now they just bark. But this guy, he show him on the bike, and he stops, and he's giving this German shepherd a huge hug, and it's like, okay. It's the highlight of everybody's day. So anyway, that's another one I'll post on the coffee house. And the kicker, since we did dog news, Cats is back on Broadway. That's just my own personal. I wanted to throw that in because I'm so thrilled. When I heard the song, I heard her sing Memories. It's like, oh, chills, goosebumps. Oh, so that's my big, big Broadway news. And we did go see a movie, The Wilder People, at the Fine Arts Theater. So if you want to check that out just for fun, and it has a dog in it. And that will be fun. Ed Edwards, my PK guy, coming up. Stick around, because if you have not experienced this kind of energy boost, it may be possible for you to feel it this morning, even if you're listening to the podcast. This is something very unique, and it would be worth your time just to kind of check it out right here on Wendy's Coffee House, Talk Radio KCMO.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Ready for a corny adventure in Weston? At the Farmer's House Market Corn Fest, August 13th, you can eat corn, count corn, and toss corn. Along with the duck races and delicious barbecue, there's corny food and entertainment. The fun continues with Second Saturday in downtown Weston at the Main Street Galleria Dinner Theater's performance of Mazzarella, a comedy featuring the ongoing saga of Maisie and her witness protection misadventures. Visit the WestonMo.com event calendar or download the new Weston mobile app for details.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional.
At New Horizon Ranch, we believe that every child is capable of greatness. Over the last 10 years, unique programs, dedicated volunteers, and horse partners have helped children and adults of all ages improve physical strength, relational, and cognitive skills. Sometimes it's reading to our miniature horses, and sometimes it's riding. But it's always therapeutic and educational. Learn more about what we do and how you can get involved at newhorizonranch.org.
Give a gift that helps feed a city.
The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, The Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org to donate your tree.
Unchain, unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast corner of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Coming up on Wendy's Coffeehouse, Doug Hayes, author of The Touch. In 2000, he was working as a national ski patroller in Southern California. He served there for 2 decades and led hundreds of rescues. He was hurt, sustaining massive injuries, a spinal cord injury from which he was initially paralyzed from the neck down, unable to move, feel, or breathe. The story of his remarkable, and some would say miraculous, recovery set the stage for The Touch. He's a healer. Next time on Wendy's Coffeehouse, or catch the podcast at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Relax and enjoy a peaceful small-town summer day in historic Weston. Stroll the streets, listen to music, and explore one-of-a-kind shops with handmade goods crafted by local Weston artists. Hungry? Thirsty? You'll find everything you need, from comfort food to four-star dining. Pubs and pizza, homemade bread and pie. Summers are made for fun in Weston. Check out westonmo.com for our special events calendar.
Kansas City's severe weather radio station, KCMO.
Okay, just a little emphasis. The man who plays with lightning, Ed Edwards. Ed, if you've never seen him in person, is a showstopper, okay? Because when he does the demonstrations, and there may be some people who can't feel it, but a lot of people can, and it will absolutely, it's like, whoa, how is he doing that? And just to kind of give you a preview, he's been in Kansas City a few times, and so there are people locally who can vouch for Ed. But he's also being studied by several different scientific groups. One of the guys who was studying him a long time ago, Dr. Levengood, I got to remember. Yeah, Levengood. And he was studying Ed. Ed, first of all, thank you for getting up early. I appreciate your time and appreciate the last minute notice doing the tap dance here. But when you first started having researchers, was Dr. Levengood the first guy that actually did some tests on you?
Yes, William Levengood was the first physicist that was able to quantify, measure, and document what I could do. He had equipment called the charge density pulse recorder, and that would pick up these bioelectric fields within our bodies. And then he was able to show that my fields were far greater than the average person's.
Okay, so let's go back in time. When you were a kid, your grandma was a healer, right?
Yes. She did hands-on Christian healing, read scripture every time she did it, and did it on me constantly because I was a problem birth. So she did it on me daily for the first 3 years of my life. So then I was able to mimic the energy by the time I was 3 or 4 years old and played with it ever since.
Okay, because you were a problem birth. Now, did that extend to some of the things you were doing later on with your talent, Ed?
It's possible. I'm not sure all the problems I had, but I would have had an older sister, and she died at birth. And so Grandma was very... soothing for me. She was worked with me daily.
She was good. She was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you started experimenting with your own abilities, how did that work?
Mm-hmm. Very good. I just started noticing things would happen, and I thought everybody had these abilities. As I was up in the third grade before I really realized nobody else was doing anything. And by that time, I was being a very mischievous kid.
You were playing with fire, kind of.
Kind of.
Okay. Now, don't go into too much detail. We're on the radio, okay? So I don't want my guy to have to censor you. But
sure.
So what was one of the little things you might have been acting out through?
Well, I learned how to change the polarity fields and then project them. And when I would, I could kind of push and pull on people. But the funniest thing I had happen was in church one day when I was playing with the energy during prayer and then silent prayer. I pulled on it real hard, and then my intuition said when it got quiet in there to push real hard. And when I did, about 20 or 30 people farted in there.
Okay, so this is why you want to be careful with Ed, all right? Because that ability is still somewhere within him.
There's still a kid inside me, but I have grown up now. I use the energy to take people's pains out and, you know, correct a lot of problems in people's bodies.
Now, what I have seen recently, though, is you're working with kids, too.
Yes, I've started a program now where I'm teaching this to children. I worked with a clinical study on a program in Atlanta with counselors working with kids with anxiety, depression, and autism. And the kids that I was able to teach this to, teach them how to get in touch with their own energy, their anxiety and depression problems faded away very fast. And so now I'm setting up a children's teaching center. I'm going to start online, and then I'll have an actual physical place very soon.
If you're listening, the page for Ed is Ed Edwards, and it's two E's, EddEdwards.com. I like the webpage. You're also talking about some of the folks that have been researching you. The Rhine Research Center is one of those.
The Rhine is one, and the University of Virginia now. I've been there since 2014 in the neurology department. I go up every 4 to 6 weeks to do 3 days of brain mapping. And they found my brain's doing a lot of different stuff than the average person.
Well, that's not hard to believe.
Okay. No,
okay. I was going to say, we're going to give a demonstration after this break. But in terms of setting this up for people, what do you find when you have good results? Are there people who are more likely to be receptive?
I'm finding it's working better and better with everybody here, the more people I work on. I've worked on several thousands of people by now, and it just seems to be getting better and easier for everyone.
I watched one of the displays you did on Facebook with the face chat, it was nice to follow along with the chat, people who were saying they could feel it, they could sense it. There were a couple who were saying not yet, but you were getting a very decent reception according to the chat folks.
Yes, I do quite well almost every time.
And when that, are you doing those like spontaneous? Are you having any of those scheduled?
I'm just spontaneous on Facebook. Now, I finally paid for that webinar program. It's called Powhow, www.powhow.com. I have people go there, register as a student, and then locate my studio, which is called Ed Edwards Biointrinsic Resonant Energy. There, I'm going to be setting up scheduled events, a couple of weeks, and then pre-recorded programs on there where people can go in and have me on demand or in scheduled webinar events. And then I can do energy, take pain out of them, and teach all over the Internet.
Okay, now the one thing I talked about earlier was the lightning deal. You did a demonstration where you could call the lightning. Could you explain that?
Well, if I have a thunderhead floating overhead already, I can focus on a spot, you know, like where I do a gravity wave, like if someone was standing there, where I start pushing and pull them, I'll focus like on a tree or on a spot on a mountain there and just start focusing on it. And if nothing else more grounded is around, it's like standing up an invisible lightning rod, and the lightning will discharge right there at that spot or very close to it.
Okay.
I can get about 6 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I was wondering, have you demonstrated that recently?
Not too recently. I played with a little bit down in Florida there for some people, but it wasn't nothing great.
Okay, but there is you've got an interview that was posted on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I had a neighbor that was a moonshine bootlegger, and he was a very supposedly mean person and stuff, and so after I gave that demonstration to him there, he didn't mess with me none.
Ed is the best guard dog in the world.
Mm-hmm. When they can't figure you out, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, well, especially with lightning as one of your tricks.
Yeah.
So when people are doing this, the thing, if as a, you know, as somebody who's actually felt this experience, it's really I think, a wake-up call to, wow, somebody else can actually do this and produce a result in me without me doing anything. And I think that was when you did a demonstration here for a local group, it was the same thing. The entire audience was it's like receptive and open and surprised because everybody could feel something.
Yes, everywhere I go and when I do huge, big, large lectures, I'll stand everybody up at once, turn the energy on, and three-quarters of them in there are having to sit down and can't stand up. They're falling all over the place.
So, see, in terms of if you're listening to this and if you're driving, we don't want to take any chances. So just, don't pull over if you want to try it, or wait till you go home and then listen to the replay, because that's a cool thing about this. Even if you listen to the replay, there's still, which is baffling, that same energy. Do you have any explanation for that, Ed?
Yeah, the physicists do. They say that when we do these recorded shows or any time that I do this energy, it records in what they call the quantum universe. When I vibrate my brain up, I'm resonating with the quantum field, and I implant the signal energy into the quantum universe. And there's also a special signal being embedded in my audio of my voice that then triggers the brains of other people that hear my voice. Even in the future, it unlocks the doorway into the quantum universe. So anyone in the future that listens to the recorded show, my voice is sending a signal right now that's opening their doorways, and they feel the energy just like it would be in real time.
So when you're around Ed, it's a buzz. Life is a buzz.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting up little mini videos for people that have headaches, backaches, can't sleep, or different things, and I'll have them online, and you'll go watch it, and your headache will go away, or your backache will go away, your tummy ache will go away, or you'll go to sleep, or, I'm just making these little five-minute videos that implant the energy sequence in them, and then people are watching them and having great results.
Okay, so you're traveling now, too, and you pretty much go anywhere.
All over the country now. I'm getting invites to go everywhere and do talks and demonstrations.
You were talking earlier saying it was hard to stay in one location because it's just that keeps you from doing what you're good
at. Yes. I went down into Florida and I got hooked up with the Hippocrates Health Institute down there. And they kept working me and kept working me and advertised me and putting me into books. But it was like I was condensed down. I thought when I hooked up with them, I was going to get my own building, my own staff, and make it expand and explode. And so they got me there, and the next thing I know, they put me back over in this one little building and not even have my own office. I was having to use my car for an office and stuff. And so I just decided to see if I couldn't make improvements, make changes there. I thought I'd just go back out on my own.
Well, part of it is, especially when you're kind of gifted the way that you are, containing that in one location, I would think, could be a bit confining for you.
It is. It is. I need to get out and travel. I am in the working mode of trying to put together enough to have my own center here in my hometown. I found 133 acres that might be in my reach if I can pull it together. If I can, then I will build something like a Hippocrates, but it'll be, instead of raw diet based, it'll be energy medicine based.
Okay, Ed, we're going to have to take a break. But if you're listening, Ed Edwards, 2Ds, E-D-D, edwards.com. Find out more about Ed. And if it's a podcast, this energy that we're doing right now will stick in this recording. Lovely. So when you're listening, no matter what time it is, it's still going to work. All right? If you're driving a car, don't. But Ed is going to give a demonstration when we come back. And again, this is a unique form of PK energy. So that's what this is about. It's a way for you to kind of get a gauge that there are other things that we don't yet have explanations for that do work and that we can connect to. And Ed is one of the people that we are researching to find out more about it. So that's coming up next, a demonstration of this wonderful PK energy with Ed Edwards on Wendy's Coffee House. Talk Radio KCMO. Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO, continuing to build the archive library. Got several shows in there now. One of them is Connecting with Coincidence, Dr. Bernard Weitman.
He talks about how coincidences may have a lot more in common than we realize, and we might be able to actually connect those a little bit better. The word telepathy factors into the equation. Find out more with Dr. Bernard Beitman on Wendy's Coffee House. Check it out in the archives at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Unchain, unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast corner of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
CBS News Update, big night in Rio for 554 American athletes as the Summer Games have officially started. Diane Runge's a proud mom. Her daughter, Sierra, is swimming at these Olympics.
It's working for me. We're having a great time. We're celebrating. I've got a daughter that's an athlete, so I'm cheering her on for Team USA.
CBS's Ben Tracy watched the opening ceremonies, which focused on nature as a central theme.
I think what surprised a lot of people, especially here in Brazil, was how strong the environmental message was, given the significant and well-documented environmental problems here, especially in Rio when you talk about polluted waterways. It was interesting to read some of the comments on social media as it was happening where people were saying, are you kidding me? You know, we're lecturing the world about the environment when we have some of the worst environmental problems in the world.
He says the gold medal winning moment so far was when model Gisele Bündchen, a native of Brazil, walked across the stadium floor as the Girl from Ipanema was played. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Looking at forecast this weekend, intervals of clouds and a little sunshine on Saturday, 30% chance of showers with a high to low 80s. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms on Sunday, high in the upper 70s. I'm KCTV 5 Chief Meteorologist Chris Suchan.
Ready for a corny adventure in Weston? At the Farmer's House Market Corn Fest, August 13th, you can eat corn, count corn, and toss corn. Along with the duck races and delicious barbecue, there's corny food and entertainment. The fun continues with Second Saturday in downtown Weston at the Main Street Galleria Dinner Theater's performance of Mazzarella, a comedy featuring the ongoing saga of Maisie and her witness protection misadventures. Visit the WestonMo.com event calendar or download the new Weston mobile app for details.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional. Give a gift that helps feed a city. The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, the Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org to donate your tree.
Can't get enough of the political drama? Tune to this station to hear the veteran political reporters who can explain all the developments and their impact on you. John Dickerson.
The wiggle room could go either way.
Bob Schieffer.
Something that wouldn't do credit to a group of 10-year-olds out on the playground.
Major Garrett, Nancy Cordes, Stephen Portnoy, and me, Dan Revive. And more. Campaign 2016. The nation elects a new president on this station and CBS Radio News.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
KCMO. Kansas City. KCMO. Traffic and weather together first on The Fours and Kansas City's most stimulating talk all day. KCMO Kansas City.
Ready to get your PK on? Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. My guest today, Ed Edwards, Lightning Man. They also call you PK Man?
Up at the University of Virginia, they say I produce the monstrable PK.
Demonstrable.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Ross Dunsey says I'm doing, is the monstrable PK. they do radio shows at the Monroe Institute. Now I'm a big subject up there.
I bet you are. Yeah. It's like you are a very, very fascinating case study. All right, now, for people to get an idea of what you do, and we've got about 10 minutes here, okay, let's go ahead and get into this demonstration because it takes just a little bit to set up. So it's all yours.
Sure. Okay, if everybody here, maybe we'll stand up if you possibly can. Stand up, pull your feet fairly close together, and if any of you got any aches and pains, you're really going to like this because they'll feel a lot better when we're done.
We're standing in the studio. Got it.
Okay, now I'm going to start resonating this energy with my brain and start vibrating with the quantum field, and then I'll lock in with the energetic fields of the whole planet. And then you tell me when you go to rocking back and forth. It should take about 20 seconds.
I think I got a head start.
Well, I was already doing it.
I know. We were already feeling the buzz in the studio.
Correct. See people moving back and forth? I'm just rocking back and forth. All right, I'll pull forwards on everybody. This is a forward pull, like a forward gravity wave.
Real gentle, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to reverse the polarity and push you. And remember, this will come through the future also. Feel that going backwards?
Yes, but I'm probably not the best subject. This act works easy for me.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to take you left and right. This will take you to your right.
That had a little punch.
Now to your left. And by now, people should be tingling in the fingers and warming up a bit. Now remember, I do energy sessions over the telephone all day long. People call me up hurting, and I'll just zap them over the phone, and their pain goes away. And the neat thing is, I do the same thing to everybody. I'm not healing nothing. All I'm doing is activating the healing mechanisms that are built into people's bodies. And then they come online and all of a sudden, boom, they heal themselves. And if they'd learned how to play with this energy like I did all my life, and that's what I'm teaching now, they would be in good shape now because their healing mechanisms would come on anytime they needed them to turn on. That's what all this energy is about, is learning how to operate the human body, control and operate the healing mechanisms that are built within the body.
Okay, now, this first demonstration, for people who are having a tough time and maybe not getting the full impact, is there anything you can suggest to help kind of make it a little bit more fluid?
Just standing up, have the feet real close together and a clear mind, and you'll feel it pull and push. It'll just kind of wobble you back and forth.
See, we were noticing in the studio earlier, the console was vibrating with the voice.
There's all kind of weird things will happen like that.
The lights, the lights are kind of flickering too. Yeah, and so that's part of it. So if you're listening and you're noticing any kind of activity like that, you know, any strobe light effect, which is why you shouldn't be driving, because it could short out your car. And sometimes, you know, it's like I'm over-exaggerating, but some of these things do happen when the PK energy isn't contained, and it's kind of sometimes chaotic, which is what you were happening when you were blowing out your computers.
And I'm blowing out the computers up at the University of Virginia now. When we do some of the test runs, I knock out half the systems in there.
Okay, yeah. That's why this is one of those things that people are fascinated by because it still isn't quantified or qualified by mm-hmm. science. And so you're a great test subject.
Exactly. And then, like, when I was at Hippocrates, I had nurse stations and everything. Every time I'd walk by the nurse stations, their monitors would flip upside down on them, or they'd go blank or freeze up on them.
Okay.
And
so,
wow.
We're sitting back down now, Ed.
Okay. All right.
But
you'll still warm on up a little more.
But see, part of it, though, is, I mean, I'm super receptive. So I do, this is, for me, I can sense it. But I know for people who are still kind of, you know, on the fence mm-hmm. and haven't had the experience, it does make a difference being in person. And so if you
yeah.
can go to an event, then, and then not only that, you've got the energy of a group, which then amplifies things too.
Yes, it does. It's fun to have one of my big lectures attend one of them because everybody in there seems to just amp it up even more. And we have a really fun time.
Okay. So when you're doing the demonstrations now, is there a cost for this?
Well, I'm still doing a little bit, you know, free, trying to do it like that, but I have to make a living, so I am going to be setting up a small fee for my powwow type room, like a membership or so,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll have, you know, prices for classes, for teaching, beginner's level, intermediate level, and then I'm going to be teaching children and waking them up. They're the main ones I'm focusing on, and trying to get the kids going, get them playing with it. As you saw in some of my videos online, they're having a blast with it.
Well, and that's what I wanted to refer to, too. I'm going to post this stuff at wendyscoffeehouse.com so you get an idea of kind of an mm-hmm. overview. But Biointrinsic Energy Specialist, that's the name?
It's Biointrinsic Resonant Energy, and I've trademarked that name.
Okay. And then when they're studying you now at the Rhine, What are they looking for, or do you know?
Well, at the Rhine, they're looking for the amount of photons that I can deliver, turn them on and then turn them off that their equipment can register. But actually, the best studies are going on at the University of Virginia now in the neurology department. They're looking and seeing what my brain does when the computer tells me to fire energy or when it tells me to rest, what kind of PK signals. And that's where they come up with this monstrable PK, because I just blow the machine clean off the wall about every time it tells me to fire. it's really strange. Now, they like it so well, they want me back up every 4 weeks now. Now they're going to set up a second EEG and hook up patients. People that's already through the medical system, they'll get their baseline data on them, and then when I get there, they'll wire me up and the patient up, and then I'll do my energy firing on the patient, so we'll see what's coming out of my head, being detected on the sensors, and then what's happening electrically in the patient, in the client.
And that's absolutely spot on with what I was talking about earlier. In the newscast, I had a deal with it. It's called a matrix-style skill transfer, and they've got the electrical brain stem thing that they put a skull cap on the pilot's head, the pilot who is mm-hmm. an expert, and then they put one on the novice. And within 3 or 4 sessions, that energy, 33%, mm-hmm. will fire in the novice's brain. So you're doing exactly what we were talking about.
The same thing, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, boy, I want to be a volunteer.
They call me a master PK now.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Well, see, that's what's so fascinating, because this is cutting edge. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, for healing and that kind of thing, your grandmother was fantastic. What was her background?
Nothing. She was, my grandparents run the Edwards studio here in my little hometown. And when she wasn't doing the healing, she was hand-oiling old black and white photographs, making them into color.
Okay.
And just general housewife type stuff.
And when you went to church, what was your church?
Southern Baptist.
I just wondered, you know, the lineage on this and where it came from.
Well, they didn't come through that. I mean, they still give me kind of, they call me names when I ride through my town a little bit, those people, but, you know, I just overlook them.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's the thing with this, mm-hmm. is it's so unique and so unquantified that some people mm-hmm. are frightened by it, you know? Okay, we're going to have
some are, but I get a lot of people that are hurting really bad if other religions come to me and they leave smiling.
Yeah, this isn't about a religion. This is it's healing. It's got its own special
special mm-hmm.
code. We're going to take another break. And in the meantime, though, we'll come back and let people contact with you. I've also got some events going on. We'll name a few of them if you're going to be out and about this weekend. But Ed Edwards, I'll put some stuff on Wendy's Coffee House about our conversation and ways to get in touch with Ed. He is eddedwards.com. A little bit more in a wrap. Next on Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio.
Lights flickering, feeling an occasional draft. Afraid to go to the basement because it smells too ghastly. Let Eric's Energy do a whole house energy assessment to locate the energy draining skeletons in your closet. Install quality conventional solar, geothermal, or other energy-saving technologies for a happy, comfortable home. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. ericsenergy.com. That's ericsenergy.com.
Relax and enjoy a peaceful small-town summer day in historic Weston. Stroll the streets, listen to music, and explore one-of-a-kind shops with handmade goods crafted by local Weston artists. Hungry? Thirsty? You'll find everything you need from comfort food to four-star dining. Pubs and pizza, homemade bread and pie. Summers are made for fun in Weston. Check out westonmo.com for our special events calendar.
Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO, continuing to build the archive library. Got several shows in there now. One of them is Connecting with Coincidence, Dr. Bernard Beitman. He talks about how coincidences may have a lot more in common than we realize, and we might be able to actually connect those a little bit better. The word telepathy factors into the equation. Find out more with Dr. Bernard Beitman on Wendy's Coffee House. Check it out in the archives at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
At New Horizon Ranch, we believe that every child is capable of greatness. Over the last 10 years, unique programs, dedicated volunteers, and horse partners have helped children and adults of all ages improve physical strength, relational, and cognitive skills. Sometimes it's reading to our miniature horses, and sometimes it's riding. But it's always therapeutic and educational. Learn more about what we do and how you can get involved at newhorizonranch.org.
Give a gift that helps feed a city. The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, the Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org to donate your tree. Coming up on Wendy's Coffee House, Doug Hayes, author of The Touch. In 2000, he was working as a national ski patroller in Southern California. He served there for 2 decades and led hundreds of rescues. He was hurt, sustaining massive injuries, a spinal cord injury from which he was initially paralyzed from the neck down, unable to move, feel, or breathe. The story of his remarkable, and some would say miraculous, recovery set the stage for The Touch. He's a healer. Next time on Wendy's Coffee House, or catch the podcast at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Carson in the Morning.
The new life of Kemper. Kemper Arena is going to transition in its later years, so it is essentially the Caitlyn Jenner of arenas.
Yeah.
It is reinventing itself. It's no longer just identifying as a new facility. It is actually going to go through with the procedure. Unfortunately, Caitlyn Jenner didn't go through all of the procedure. It looks like that Kemper is going to do the whole deal.
Well, Kemper's still going to have the basic bone structure. I mean, it's going to look very Kempery, but yeah, we're just going to have to start calling it Mosaic.
Yes.
And pretending like it's not Kemper. I mean,
yeah,
we're going to be walking on eggshells around,
yeah,
Kemper for a while. I'm sorry, Mosaic.
Oh,
I'm so... Sometimes I slip.
Yeah,
you know what?
We're
bigoted if we keep saying Kemper.
Don't call it an arena either. It's different now. It's different now. You got to look past it.
To be called Mosaic, and we have to respect its wishes.
Right.
Mosaic.
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Listen up, Kansas City. Dave Ramsey here. I'm excited to announce that for the first time ever, the Smart Money Tour featuring New York Times number one best-selling author, Rachel Cruze, and me. We're headed back. That's right. We're going to be in Kansas City on October 20th. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and you're wondering what you're going to do when retirement comes around, well, you can find the answers at this one-night event. It's time to live more and worry less. Just visit DaveRamsey.com and reserve your smart money seats today.
KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
morning. I'm Wendy. This is Wendy's Coffee House. My guest today, Ed Edwards, energy healer. One of the testimonials, still feeling better, still feeling the ripples, removed my L5 disc pain and my husband's deep shoulder pain. I encourage everyone to be open. Another one, thanks for working on me last night. I feel so much better. Ed, the testimonials are fantastic. This is part of your newsletter. So for people who are interested in more info, they can sign up for the newsletter.
Yes. Well, like I say, the best thing now is to follow me on Facebook and sign up on Powhow, POWHOW.com, and then find my studio, Ed Edwards, Biointrinsic Resonant Energy. I do have a newsletter on my website, but I don't send hardly much out on that. I'm trying to get all that network together, and I am trying to get a secretary and get a crew and start working. I've been a kind of a one-man band most of my life here, but now it's getting to the point I need help. So I'm putting the help together, and we're making progress with it.
Website looks great.
Thank you. We're getting there. We still got to add Powhow, and I got to add, you know, my research with the University of Virginia. I want to get that on there and get the documentation down real good and all. And the other testimonials, because I've gotten real good. Now, since I talked to you, I've gotten real good at taking neuropathy out of people. 4 minutes on almost everybody I've worked on. I have nearly full feeling back in their feet or hands.
Oh,
also, have you noticed the stroke patients I'm working with? I can get a hold of a stroke patient now and have them wiggling and moving their fingers and stuff that were numb all within about 5 minutes. I can just, like, rewire them. And that's really got them buzzing up there at the university and stuff. I'm getting a hold of people, and they're seeing instant results with them.
Well, and that the
and
name,
it's all electric.
The name of the Division of Perceptual Studies Neurology Department at the University of Virginia.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, I'm in the doc program with Dr. Ross Dunsey and Dr. Edward Kelly there.
Okay. See, this is, you know, it's cutting edge. That's why I wanted to share it with people, because a lot of people haven't heard anything about this. We did a show with the PK man, Ted Owens, talking about this kind of energy, and I thought, well, it makes perfect sense for you to demonstrate, because you are a living PK man and under the microscope, as it were.
Yeah, they've been studying me now. I've been in clinical studies 26 years so far, and been able to repeat every time when they need me to do something in the lab. And it's just amazing results that we're getting, and they're getting phenomenal data up there at the University of Virginia now. That program is really opening the doors up, and they'll be publishing some serious papers about me here very soon. That's all in the works.
We
got 5 papers they're working on.
We had a question about your own electronics. Do you have issues with your cars or, you know, microwaves?
Yeah, I do. it don't do good. Like in Florida there, I live in a gated community, but I don't have the pass thing, so I have to go through the gate. And if they're taking a long time, if I get irritated, my car will overheat or my fuzz buster go out or my GPS will lock down, you know, or it quit shifting gears.
Okay, so when you're irritated, things run amok.
They run amok. They sure do.
Okay. And I think that's normal with anybody, but you've just got that energy overload that makes it a little bit more sensitive. You don't wear a watch, do you, Ed?
No, I do not. They won't last on me. They go dead or run fast or not run at all.
Okay, yeah. See, these are little things that if you have these issues and you're listening to Ed, this is kind of a clue that's that PK energy working.
Yeah. I'm only special because I know how and to do this. Everybody has these abilities. They're built into you. It's just that they got beat out of you when you were growing up as a kid.
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
That's the only thing different about me and everybody else is these abilities that I have are in everybody. Except because of the way society is, they don't want you to know about these special abilities. So they kind of beat it out of you as a kid.
Well,
when they tried to beat me out of it, I knew they was full of whatever, and so I didn't let them.
Well, you had already had a little bit of an insight as to how this was working before they got to you.
Correct. Yeah, I was already very aware of it, knowingly doing stuff there before they ever caught on that I was.
Well,
they kept telling me I was playing with the devil as a kid growing up.
Okay. And what you were doing, too, is this, when you've demonstrated this, you're telling people to put their hands together. Some people call it, you know, the chi or prana.
The chi ball.
Yeah. And so that's what you're telling to people to just kind of practice and play with it.
Mm-hmm. Play with that and become aware to it. It's there. It's real.
All right. And the things I've seen, the ones that, the videos that involve the children and watching the kid is so responsive, receptive. It's just right there because he's not blocking anything.
No. And I'm working with autistic kids. I'm working with all kinds, all the way across the board. I have phenomenal effect with them.
All right. When are you coming back to Kansas City? Any plans yet?
This winter, late fall, I've got to do one more trip back up the East Coast, hit all the universities, and up into North Dakota. And then at that point, I may drop back down through. Just watch my Facebook, and I'll try to get my Google Calendar up where I can let people see where I'm going to be.
Okay.
We're working on all that. I've got people helping me. It's just trying to get it put together. Watch my main website at edwards.com, and if you do Facebook, follow me on Facebook and go to that powwow.com. That's where we're going to be doing the live weekly internet. You know, I'll have, like, webinars. I'll do teaching through there. I'll have healing rooms in there. You know, like, if you're having pains or something, come into one of my healing rooms. Just sit there and listen and take part and watch what happens to your pains.
Okay, and if you participated today, you can go back and listen to it again and see if it feels any different when there's no driving involved.
Yeah, not driving. Don't do it while driving, but you can feel things, even a little tingle sometimes driving, and it messes with cruise controls on people's cars when I do it and they're driving.
Yeah. That was one of the things of why we said don't do this when you're driving, okay? The equipment is the faulty part.
It's fun with me. I'm driving down the interstate 70 miles an hour, and I do energy sessions taking pain out of people. And I'll notice, like, when I stand them up, move them left and right, all the semis in front of me move left and right.
Okay, we might not want to get into that, Ed.
It's real fun when people fly up on my butt. I'll just turn on the thought that their car is full of snakes, and boy, they'll hit the brakes, or I'll make them have to go to the bathroom real bad, and they'll warp over on the side of the road and quit. Follow me right on my tail bumper.
This is what I'm talking about, running amok, okay?
I have fun out there.
Wait, we know. But that's why this stuff is real, and you don't want to mess with it until you really know kind of your boundaries.
You really know, yeah. I'm setting up little video cameras all in my car to film things when I do things like that now. I'm getting some really great stuff.
Okay, well, you keep doing your homework, and we'll talk to you again. We're going to have to get out of here. But, Ed, thank you. I appreciate you joining me this morning. I've got some announcements, just some local stuff that's going on. I want to get in here before we skedaddle. But ededwards.com, that's two Ds, EDDEdwards.com. You can find out more about Ed's work and the things that are going on right now. Fascinating studies. And if you listen to the show again in the podcast or check out any of his YouTubes and stuff, you may have even more response once you do this two or three times, because it tends to amp up. At least that's been my experience with it. So, Ed, thank you. We got to get out of here. Check out a few of the activities today. Coffee News is having a reader appreciation party. It's going on at Southmoreland Park. Check out KC Coffee News, kcmetro.com for details on that. West Bottom's got something going on there. It's the first Friday event. They've got the first festival weekend going on. Check it out. Indoor Monthly Antique and Vintage District. Haven't been there yet? It's worth a try. Westbottoms.com. And the Mission Farmers Market, we've got a coffee testing, Kepper Coffee. All right, so there you go, your coffee for the weekend. And next week, we're going to talk with another healer, all right? Fascinating story, so stick around for that too. Wendy'sCoffeeHouse.com for all the details on today's show and the upcoming events. Thanks for listening. It's caffeine time. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll switch to tea. Have a great week. KCMO Talk Radio.